I'm Cheryl Waters down here in the KEXP studios with Froth. I am so excited to hear these songs represented live. I've been loving the album. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Going to start us off with some music.
We'll be right back.
Live down in the KEXP studios with Juju, Jeremy, Cameron, and Nick of Los Angeles band Froth. That sounded fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I am loving the new album Bleak. It's out on Burger Records, and your last record was out on Lollipop Records. So aside from only signing to food-related record labels, those are both really sort of family-oriented labels. They really draw a lot of closeness between their the bands
definitely.
And the people around them.
There's like a really strong community in Los Angeles, definitely. They just kind of capitalized on that, I think, in a really cool way.
How did you hook up with Burger?
Our friend who actually started Lollipop Records had a shop show at Burger, and he dropped out and he's like, oh, like you guys should play Burger. And then we played their shop and we met them that way. So it's really
just all about friendship.
Yeah, definitely.
I know everyone must ask you about this, but I was really excited to see that one of your songs had been used in a fashion show.
Oh, yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that and how that came about and how that impacted the band?
Yeah, we played a festival in Orange County called Beach Goth. And the
guy, the Growlers.
Yeah, yeah. And the guy, Hedy, the guy from YSL, saw us and he's like, oh, yeah, I think this song that you have would be good for a runway show. So, and that was kind of like where we decided to start taking ourselves kind of seriously, because we had to do like a real recording thing. And then
I understand that they liked a song that was probably like 3 or 4 minutes long, but you had to extend that.
Yeah, we made a 20-minute version of it.
Was that challenging?
It was really challenging, but it was really fun, because before that point we had just kind of played music how we played it live when we recorded, and that was where we learned how to do like a lot of things that we could do in the studio for the next album. So I think that was a big inspiration actually for the next album.
It's kind of hard to tell when you read interviews from bands what kind of mood they're in, because you mentioned that's when you started to take yourself more seriously, and the interviews that I read, you all seem pretty lighthearted, and it was hard to tell if you were taking the band seriously at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds like maybe that is what's happening, that this sort of solidified Froth for you.
I think so, kind of, yeah. And I think it wasn't too long before that we got like that rhythm section like down, and that's like now the token aspect of the band, I guess.
So what was the experience of making Bleak like sort of with this new outlook and new skills?
It was just more of like maximalist for us compared to everything else we've ever done. So it's like a lot of trial and error and a lot of layers and just experimenting. We were in the studio for like a month just trying to figure out how to make sounds that we had in our heads.
It sounds beautiful, it's dense, it's heavy, it's layered, as you mentioned, it's right in my wheelhouse, and I can't say enough about it.
Thank you.
Tonight, Froth are playing at the Sunset Tavern here in Seattle, and they're sharing songs from their new album, Bleak, with us today. What have you got next?
This song's called On My Chest.
Man, that sounded incredible. We've got Froth live here in the KEXP studios. That was from their new album, Bleak. Tonight they play at the Sunset Tavern here in Seattle. And tomorrow you can catch them at the Bunk Bar in Portland. And, man, I can't wait to hear another one. Oh man, that sounds great. It's Froth live in studio and a 12-string guitar on that song. Fantastic. A lot of strings in action here in the studio today. And thank you for letting us use that song as a podcast. That was a Song of the Day podcast earlier this week.
Oh yeah, we're really happy about that too.
And today it actually launches on a Music Mix, our Music That Matters podcast. So that's something for our listeners to check out. And so great to have you. I forgot to ask, did you get to go to that fashion show where they used your song?
Yeah, we all got to go. It was really fun.
Was it in Paris?
Yeah, it was in Paris.
That's fantastic.
It was really funny.
What was it like to see this gorgeous Yves Saint Laurent clothes strutting down to your song?
It was bizarre. It was, first of all, because we're just like dudes, you know? So.
Did you get the show?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
You walked the show?
You walked the show?
Yeah.
Wow. In Yves Saint Laurent clothes?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So I don't even actually remember that part. My mind was just like.
We're going to have to start doing some Googling. I'd love to see that. Froth live here in the KEXP studios tonight. You can see them at the Sunset. It was so great to have you in. That sounded great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.